Welcome to Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith. My first guest today is Dr. Mason Gomberg. He's a doctor of pediatrics at White Plains Hospital. And today we're going to talk about one of the most prominent topics that people are talking about today. In fact, I just heard in the news on the way over here this morning, Dr. Gomberg, that a young woman has passed away from apparently the dangers of vaping. So let's get into this hot topic, not a happy topic, I don't think. You're going to really let us know what we know already and what is to come in terms of information as it's coming in, because this is something that's so new in our society. I don't think people were ready for what was about to happen. Good morning, and thank you for being here.
Good morning, and thank you.
So tell us everything that you know in terms of, let's just start with the basics. What is vaping for people who aren't quite familiar with what that is?
Vaping or e-cigarettes, they contain four components. There's a mouthpiece, a power source, a heating element, and a cartridge. It's in the cartridge that contains nicotine and other substances that we've been hearing about in the news, particularly CBD, THC, which is the components of marijuana, cadmium, nickel, which are poisons, and other type of carcinogens.
So you're telling me that within these sort of sticks that people inhale this vapor, it's a vapor, but it's coming from some type of different type of oil, and there's many different types. You're saying some of them are actually poisonous?
Well, the ones that you can buy that are not regulated, we don't know what the ingredients are in them, and that's where the problem is. The majority of people who are getting sick, hospitalized, and even dying are probably vaping these unregulated e-cigarettes.
And where are these e-cigarettes purchased? Can they get them anywhere, or is it contraband?
Well, many states have an age limit, either 18 or 21, but they're also sold in bodegas, in the inner city, on the streets. So it's become a big problem.
My goodness, it's scary. I think people thought that this would be sort of the nice alternative, lack of a better word, alternative to smoking cigarettes.
Right. Well, cigarettes, besides the nicotine and the burning of tobacco, they also give the user carbon monoxide and tar, and that's very dangerous for the body. E-cigarettes might be safer because they don't have those things. They just supposedly just have nicotine. Nicotine in itself is an addicting drug.
Okay.
And in adults, it's a little bit safer than the cigarette. You should also know that the FDA hasn't put the e-cigarette on the list of approved substances to stop smoking. So it hasn't been proven in the United States yet and in Europe.
I see. In fact, I saw a friend of mine posted on Facebook the other day that he was upset about all the terrible things that are being said about vaping, because for him, he was a lifelong smoker, and vaping was the only thing that got him off the cigarettes. But then again, you're saying that there's a difference between some of them that are regulated and not regulated. Even though the regulated ones are supposedly not with poisons in them, does that still mean that actually taking any substance into your lungs is something that you would recommend?
Well, we want to stop smoking before it starts, and that's the healthiest thing to do. If you're an adult and you're smoking cigarettes, I would way prefer you to vape than to smoke a cigarette. If you're a teenager, I don't want you to smoke a cigarette, a hookah, or an e-cigarette, or vape at all.
At all. And so tell us if this is a big problem among teens, and I'm hearing that part of the reason for that is because they are flavored e-cigarettes. So the vaping is now being strewn with, like, you know, different flavors.
Right. Well, for teenagers, we have a few problems. One, it's very easy to use. They have alluring flavors like mango and cotton candy and peppermint that seem kid-like.
Mm-hmm.
There's also been alluring ads to allure kids, even though the companies deny this. And there's the belief that they're safer and they're cool to use. We're finding that 1/4 of high school students have admitted to using a vaping product. That's 1 out of 4.
1 out of 4.
And 1 out of approximately 10 or 11 middle school students have used the vaping product. The problem with young people using it is that their brains are different than adults, and they're much more susceptible to the pleasurable effects of these products and the addicting qualities.
Yes.
Once they're addicted to them, there's increased risk of using regular cigarettes and other drugs later on in life.
So this is, how big of a problem do you foresee coming up where we are right now? You said 1 in 4 for a certain age group, 1 in 2 for another. Do you see this as something that the sort of the press and the medical and plus the FDA are going to be able to finally nip in the bud, so before it really becomes a huge, huge problem like smoking did back in the, you know, early part of the 20th century? What do you think about this? Is this going to get worse, or is it going to get better?
Let me tell you some of the problems. I'm going to talk to you about 2 studies I looked up. In one of them, which 9th graders used e-cigarettes, and those who used them were more likely to start cigarette smoking within the next year.
Mm.
Another study showed of high school students who used e-cigarettes, and if they did it more than 7 times, they were more likely to report smoking cigarettes in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a gateway to cigarette smoking.
Okay.
And
that's proven.
That's from 2 studies.
That's the research.
Right. Because when you use this nicotine, it does 2 things. One, it increases your adrenaline.
Okay.
That'll increase your heart rate and blood pressure. And then it will sensitize your brain to increase dopamine, which gives you a pleasurable effect. And that's where the addicting quality comes in.
I see. Well, it's a little bit scary when I think about it. I don't have young children anymore, but I would imagine that if I were a parent, I would be concerned. How do you talk to your patients about this? And how, as parents, do we talk, or, you know, aunts and uncles and or teachers? How do we talk to kids about this?
Well, I tell my parents, and I do it too in the office, at a young age, that we don't want to smoke and that we don't want to vape. Parents should set examples for their children at an early age, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And we have to start early. The other thing is, parents have to be on the lookout. Not every teen is carrying a big e-cigarette. They're now in USB type of devices that look like you're going to put it into the computer.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's the mechanism that this vaping with now. So, and the schools have to be vigilant about this, and the pediatric community has to be talking about it to children and to teens at every office visit.
All right. And then just one final thing, just in terms of like for your lungs, we know it's not as bad as maybe nicotine, but the actual, whatever this vapor that's going into it, if it's not one of the poisonous ones, is it still bad for you on any level?
In the unregulated ones, there could be carcinogens and poisons. It's even cut with vitamin E, and that's causing pneumonias and inflammation of the lungs, and it's leading to some deaths. Every week, we're hearing more and more people getting sick, getting hospitalized, and even dying from these products.
Well, doctor, it certainly is a sobering reality, but hopefully getting people educated about what they're actually doing is going to be a help. Thank you for all you're doing for our children. Dr. Mason Gomberg, Doctor of Pediatrics here at White Plains Hospital, talking today on the dangers of teen vaping. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Health Talk.